There's the friends, the apartments, and the future you seek. And then there's the team supporting you every step of the way. SECU may be Maryland's largest credit union, but we pride ourselves on the little things that make life easier and our local community stronger. We're a place where seekers win, where daily banking and financial planning are just the beginning of what SECU offers. We're here for the seekers, and we're waiting for you. Visit secumd.org.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We are back. Tandler is here. We are in the mobile podcasting studio, my 2013 Honda Pilot, because our picnic table was occupied. Tandler, what do you think
was
about
going
that?
On. I don't know. I was not happy, but
occupy the Redskins Park
yes,
picnic table
did work at Redskins Park.
Right. I mean, really. It's their picnic table. They're
yes,
allowed to have it.
Yep.
All right. Tandler and I just watched OTAs. I think we saw a good session, Tandler. I don't know that there's anything that really jumps out, but I got some notes to go over. I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah.
Fire away.
Good energy. Was
yeah,
one thing
I thought
that,
so for sure.
They were, having fun, but you know, down to business out there. Rooting them on, cheering each other.
Well, you know, the defense is always going to bark. I mean, DJ Swearinger is always going
to
do that.
DJ Swearinger. I'm going to hear his head when I'm home tonight, sitting in my chair.
Not to start at the end, but weren't they? Did they run gassers like that at the end of OTAs last year, the last couple of years? I feel like that seemed new.
No.
Or maybe it's something we hadn't seen.
They've done it.
Always?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, not like as in the last maybe 3 years or so.
Okay. I thought it was cool at the end. Paul Richardson was kind of effortlessly winning those. But what was cool, I thought, was Morgan Moses was running them. Not dressed. Not that anybody's wearing pads, but he didn't even have a jersey on.
Right.
Didn't do any drills. But it's a good sign that the big man is running like that. One thing I've been talking about is concern on the offensive line. We asked Jay Gruden about it. Jay is not concerned.
He said, "Puh."
No, not at all. The big thing is getting them healthy, you know, and there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, they're still rehabbing from surgeries. It's not like they're taking time off and fishing. You know, they're rehabbing, and I have total faith in those guys and what they're doing. The guys that are here, and I have no problem with Trent. Saw Trent squatting 500 or 600 pounds the other day. So I think Trent's well on his way to being in good shape. So I think once camp rolls around, I think they'll be ready to roll.
He said, no, not at all. And the question, like, dude, I get that it's May.
Yes.
But I wrote down who their offensive line was out there.
Yeah, so did I.
Jerron Christian, Sean Laval, Chase Rouye, Brandon Scherff, and John Kling.
Kling, yes. Well, you need your two tackles. And he said Trent was squatting 500 pounds.
That's a lot. How much
can
you squat?
50 pounds.
But Inseki not practicing was something we weren't expecting. Or we didn't know. We knew Trent wasn't going to be here. We knew Morgan wouldn't be practicing. Inseki not practicing.
Okay. If that's your biggest worry, then
I'm not
then
saying
we're
it's
okay.
a worry, Tandler, but it's still May. We still have to discuss what we saw.
Right.
All right, well then, hell, you go. What? Give me some uplifting May nugget then.
Trey Quinn, I think he got
it. Oh, dude, you're driving the hype rocket?
No. Actually, I'm saying he did some good.
Yeah?
He had a couple of nice lunging catches that I saw.
Like tough catches in traffic.
Yes, tough catches. And then he also dropped one.
That
hit him in interim, but not real tough.
But the thing with tough catches in traffic in May with no pads.
Yeah. You don't have the fear factor.
Right, like you're going to get rocked if you make that catch. Not to say he might not. Not to say he will or will not, but it's entirely different. All right, you go Trey Quinn. I'm going to go Paul Richardson. The prettiest play in that session was Alex Smith deep to Paul Richardson.
Yeah, it was a 7-on-7, right?
Was that? Yeah.
That was earlier, a little bit earlier than 7-on-7.
Well, and it was, I was standing on the sideline next to Richardson, and you looked up and you realized whatever the coverage was, it was Richardson versus Greg Stroman one-on-one, And it seemed like Alex Smith looked over and realized the same thing. And there was never a doubt where that was going. There was never a doubt it was a nine route. Like, he was gone. And Stroman covered it pretty well.
Stroman stayed with it. I mean, that was not, it was not bad coverage.
But it was, the ball was right where you want that ball to be. And Richardson went up and got it.
And even though you don't have to, it survived the ground.
Yeah, they got rid of that.
Yeah. As long as you get both feet in.
Here's one. You and I have many differences, but one of them is that, like, you are very into the rules, the rule changes right now, whereas I just need to see them when it happens. Gruden kind of said the same thing. He's like, I have to see it. I have to visualize it.
But I'll wait and see what the official wording is of the rule, and we'll adjust.
You're a book learner. I'm a visual learner.
I got to give Jay a little black mark here for not. He didn't even know the damn rule passed.
Yeah.
It is passed. It is official. It's a signed, sealed, and delivered, the kickoff rule.
Did that pass today or at the last?
Yesterday.
Yeah, dude, he's coaching.
But they're part of the rule. Not to.
I'm telling you, there are people that care
Bill Belichick
way more about
knows
the rules.
And it's been out for about a week that this is what we're going to pass. They didn't change anything
right,
in it.
That really cool
it's
video.
It's been out
they
for
put
a week.
Out.
Yeah, that video, that's been out. That's been Troy Vincent's talking about it for about a week, maybe a little longer. Was kind of disappointed that he wasn't a little bit more prepared about it.
Disappointed for you. I didn't care at all.
Okay, well, I think it matters.
Well, all right. I think it matters in September. How about this? Zach Brown not here today. Again, that's when a player's not here, it's a total nothing thing. I refuse to hear otherwise.
It's a voluntary.
But Josh Harvey Clemens out there with the first team defense.
By the way,
Zach
Brown
Foster.
Moving from what?
That's what Jay Gruden
relocating
said.
From not living in the slums with AJ are
AJ
Redskins 100
AJ
producer.
And Zach lived in the same building, I think, in Tyson's. But maybe it would make
Zach
if you're living in Tyson's, it would make sense to move out this way.
Yeah,
I mean that's a 20-minute drive every day, assuming there's no traffic, and there's always traffic.
Not a shock he didn't buy a house.
Oh, also not a shock. Yeah. AJ talked when he wasn't going to talk in the mobile podcast.
I brought up his name. That's my fault.
AJ's on kind of probation because he hijacked the last podcast we let him on, but chime in here and there, Jabber. We got no Pete. We got no Mitch. You're quasi-welcome. I thought Harvey Clemens certainly runs well. I think that kind of makes sense because who else comes in for Zach Brown? Mason Foster is kind of the off-ball side linebacker who's calling all the plays. Zach Vigil is very much in the Mason Foster role. JHC was a safety at Louisville. He is athletic. He's quick. I mean, he covered Crowder down the field on the seam pass.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Stayed right with him.
That was impressive.
Hoffman pointed out that the coverage kind of predicated that that was his spot, which makes sense, but it was still impressive that he kept legs with him, I thought.
Right. Yeah, they kept going. And he's still skinny. He's put on some pounds,
right,
but he is still pretty slender.
Did you get a look at Pernell McPhee? He's a big dude for an outside guy.
Yeah. In fact, I wrote a couple of days ago, I wouldn't be surprised if they put him in there in running situations to help set the edge.
I think for sure. Kerrigan's good at setting the edge. Preston's, you know, that was the job. I think Ryan Anderson and Pernell McPhee might be better at setting the edge than they are at rushing the passer.
We don't
have much of a body of work on Ryan Anderson.
Yes, exactly.
Dude, the number change, John Allen going from 95 to 93 and Deron Payne wearing 95 and them both being big mountainous men, that confused me today.
It's going to take
a little time to get used to.
But I tweeted out a picture of the two of them together during stretching. So
okay,
that'll help me. That picture will help me figure it out.
What'd you think of Alex?
He was sharp again. And given this is what it is. You don't have much of a pass rush or anything like that. He scrambled around a little bit though. He can move.
How great are his quotes?
Yes, he is solid.
He said,
"I think leadership isn't just giving speeches and being loud and talking a lot. I mean, that's not my definition of a leader." And you know what? And I think everybody's got it in them. Everybody has a different style. And I'm not just talking about quarterbacks. Every guy in that huddle. And I think it's really just being yourself. I know guys respect work ethic. They respect guys that are invested and committed. And for me, it's really just doing that, right? Putting in the time.
And it's just like, that's all he's shown since day one with this organization.
Yeah.
And it's a different tone, man, because nobody asked a single question about a contract status. And that hasn't been the case for the last 2 years. Right or wrong, that hasn't been the case.
Right. And
it was a constant distraction.
Yeah, and it got to be, you know, and then it had the ripple effects, like the leadership. I mean, Kirk did say, you know, he was really a little bit hesitant to really jump into a leadership role if he didn't know who he was going to be around, which I thought was kind of stupid, really. If you're making $24 million, step up and be a damn leader.
I thought there were various times where there was stuff said like that where I'm like,
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, like it was, I made a thing of this last year, but when Kirk would talk about don't equate my play with wins and losses, like most quarterbacks will want to talk about wins and losses. It's just the nature of the position.
Right.
How have we gone this far and not talked about Darius Geis? We got a giggle out of AJ. Yeah. AJ, you start. You're clearly chomping at the bit to talk about Geis.
Darius Geis looked like the most, I don't know, he looked like the most energetic person on the field.
This is your big chance and you lead off with, I don't know?
Nobody had more energy in anything they were doing today than Darius Geis. He looked like he had an extra spring.
I don't know,
spring.
Man. Tom Sewell is pretty fired up.
But he looks like also maybe one of the most like well-built linebackers from top to bottom. Like,
you just said linebacker. You're back,
I'm sorry,
on probation.
Running back.
Get back. Here's what I think. I think Geis, this is, what day is it? May 22nd?
24th, but 23rd.
Like, well, you weren't right either. On May 23rd, first day of OTAs, Darius Geis looks like the best running back they have.
But I'll tell you, I don't disagree.
Right.
But Rob Kelly.
Dude, people were way too quick to give up on Rob. And I said that 2 months ago. He looked good.
He was never really fat Rob, but now he is built Rob.
I swear, cutting his hair, too, makes him look different.
Yeah, that's a lot of hair. I didn't think it out at the time, but now that you mentioned that,
but
that's
Geis,
right.
But the thing I noticed, and I was on the sideline talking with B-Mitch, and Kime was there, and Chick, and it's cuts with authority. It's that 1 foot in the ground go that the Shanahans loved. And
right.
It looked like there were times, and it's so hard to know because there's no pads and the D-linemen aren't right. tackling. But it looked like he was seeing holes before they opened or in other spots that he would show that little bit of hesitancy and then cut and go.
He has more than your, you know, and I don't want to disparage Alfred Morris. He could do that one cut. That was his thing. It was kind of almost mechanical.
But it kind of only worked.
It was almost mechanical.
In the zone read with Robert Griffin.
Exactly.
He also, his hands looked, he looked very comfortable catching the ball out of the backfield. He looked like his hands would not be an issue.
Which they didn't throw to him much at LSU, so that
LSU doesn't
that
throw
remains
much,
to be seen.
They don't throw much to the receivers.
Yeah.
Right.
That's true. Or well.
Right.
And they do throw it. But I think he had single-digit catches his last 2 years there. So, but yeah, you know, Darius Geis, but again, Rob and Marshall.
Yeah, Byron Marshall looked good. And Byron Marshall's jacked, too.
Yeah.
B-Mitch was saying that he thought Marshall had the biggest legs of any of those guys, but usually you see big legs like that. It's a strong guy. Marshall's fast as hell.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Guys.
Yeah, he's dodging around a little in there. He was impressive.
What I noticed was if they came out in base, it was Josh Norman with Orlando Scandrick opposite him. And when they moved to the nickel, which they run 60% of the time, it became Norman with Dunbar opposite and Scandrick in the slot. Did you notice the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's
the plan.
Yes.
I almost think Scandrick will be listed as the starter, but they're going to be in base so often that it'll really be Dunbar is the starter opposite Norman.
What?
Because they give their depth chart in the 3-4 base.
Right. Well, they will. I don't know. We'll see if Scandrick starts on the outside. I think there's a long way. You know, people, they want, you know, and I'll do depth charts. I'll probably do one or two more before the summer's over and 53-man rosters and stuff. But, you know, they really.
I do a 54-man roster.
Yeah, I know. With some of them unnamed. Some of them to be named later.
Well, I was right about that.
You were. That's fine. It's still.
Right.
You didn't really.
Well,
yes,
it's a pretty nebulous.
Said Sean LaValle,
pretty nebulous
right
answer.
Yeah, my point is, it's still a work in progress.
Sure.
They don't know, and also I think they were hesitant to put rookies out with the first units.
Two things I want to talk about: John Allen on a pitch count. I'm fine with that. I assume you're fine with that.
Yeah, you know these OTAs are great, and they're fine, but some guys need them more than others.
You came back at me on Twitter last night when I said how crowded the bubble was going to be. The bubble was crowded, dude. Because you also get a lot more media. There were fans doing stuff in there.
It didn't restrict anybody from doing anything. I don't know. You have corners to go in and stuff.
But I don't know, man. I don't like being crowded. I like my space, Taylor.
Okay, well, you know.
Rookies that we didn't see
they
much.
They were in the bubble today, by the way, because of the
because it never stops raining where we live.
Right, yeah. And we're in some kind of a tropical mess.
Rookies we didn't see much of, and that's not a bad thing. Like, don't get worked up about this, folks. I don't know that I saw Sean Dion Hamilton. I don't know that I really saw much of Daron Payne. Troy Apke, I have zero recollection of seeing much.
I think
Stroman we talked about. Quinn we talked about.
Yeah, I don't think, except for Stroman got a lot of snaps.
Jerron Christian was playing.
Yeah, Christian was the first. He's your starting left tackle if the season started today, which, of course, it doesn't. So.
Right. All right, I think we kind of wrapped up OTAs. Anything you want to talk about?
No, I think, we got a couple more of them to go and then mini camps. So, anybody, you can't, a lot of people in there.
Right.
And you can't watch everybody you'd really like to watch.
Right.
It's just too much going on.
And
2 hours.
Half of it is on the opposite side of the field where you're not allowed to walk over to.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, this is our last topic, and it might be a hot button, but I've seen your reaction to this on Twitter, and I want to push back a little. Richie Incognito. I don't think it's the slam dunk no that you believe it is. This guy started 16 games last year. He's been very durable. Pro Football Focus has him. He was a +9 last year. He was a +22 the year before that. He played at a level last season higher than all of the combined left guards on this team. I don't know that you get that again. I understand he asked for his release, maybe talked about retirement with the Bills. I'm just saying it's not a slam dunk, no.
He did retire.
But then they released him.
Okay, because he said he wanted to come back. Do you want a guy who's 35? Okay, now, first of all, I don't know what we're sitting right out in front of Redskins Park. The executive offices are on the far side. I don't know what they're thinking on the far side of that building.
Totally.
I'm giving my opinion of a 35-year-old who decided to retire, unretire. Does he want to play or not? I don't think...
If he was coming off an injury or something... Okay.
And he's not.
Right.
He was healthy. But, if he's such a slam dunk, why isn't anybody else...
Why
is his phone ringing?
I'm not saying it's a slam dunk yes. I'm merely pushing back on the slam dunk no. I think... If he wants to play, and should this team have interest, and that's a lot of big ifs, big hypotheticals, I think it's absolutely worth picking up the phone and having a conversation. Because I don't think you'll disagree with me that he was better than what they had last season at left guard.
That's a low bar.
But yeah. It's what they're bringing back right now.
I would rather, and I don't have a name, so this probably isn't a very good point. I would rather peel off one of those two third-round picks they'll have next year
and acquire
trade
somebody.
For somebody.
I know. You've been saying that for a while.
For a couple of years.
You've been saying that for a while, and that's a reasonable stance. But my point is, I don't think the incognito discussion should be dismissed. I looked into the numbers. I talked to someone about it. If he decides he can play based on last year, there's zero reason to believe he cannot play. How's that?
Unless he changes his mind before.
I'm saying. His mental status aside, if he wants to or doesn't want to play, based on the film from last year, that guy could come help this season, is what I'm telling you,
okay.
Is what I'm saying.
I can buy that.
All right, AJ, what do you want to say?
Last thing I'll say is the Trey Quinn hype machine is not going anywhere.
We already talked about Trey Quinn. That was the first thing Taylor brought up. What were you doing then?
About Richie Incognito or just in general?
The first 3 minutes of this podcast, Taylor talked about Trey Quinn. What were you doing then?
I was being quiet in the backseat.
Why wouldn't you comment then?
Because he was told not to comment.
Well, he didn't listen to that either.
Go get Richie Incognito.
Jeez, you knew the deep state Redskin fans are all in on Incognito.
Oh, yes.
I don't even know what deep state means. I don't want to know what it means because it's some super politics.
But
I just like throwing it out.
Some extreme skins.
Yeah. And those are my guys, man. All right, I think we're done. Podcast party gets announced formally on Friday. We got a fun Friday coming. We got a whole lot of bits. You got to have your list of top four guys to have in your life.
I'm not here.
Where the hell are you going?
I'm going to the freaking beach.
Well, I don't know who I'm going to. It might be me and AJ. I think Pete's out of town. Hopefully, who knows where Hockey Mitch will be.
Talk about linebacker Darius Geis. I'm excited.
Jeez.
Mitch could be in Vegas.
Yeah.
God only knows what's going to happen.
All right. Well, even if it's just me, there'll be a podcast on Friday with the podcast party announcement. Taylor, tell the folks what to do.
Well, you're listening, so that's good if you're hearing me. And subscribe to the Darn Podcast, please.
Subscribe.
Subscribe. Just don't miss it. We're going to put out 3 a week, probably the dead period when there's nothing to talk about.
That's when we play 20 questions.
Exactly.
Oh, look, they're leaving the picnic table. Picnic table's now available. But whatever, the podcast is over. Folks, as always, thank you for listening. If you thought AJ brought anything to the table, let us know on Twitter. And as always, I owe you a beer. My car beeping.